This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Liz Lemon.
Welcome to Good Neighbor Podcast. Are you in need of some library books? Surprisingly, it may be closer than you think. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing your neighbor, Stephanie Marr with Palmer Public Library. Stephanie, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Liz. How are you?
Great. We're excited to learn all about you and your business. Stephanie, tell us about the business.
Well, so the Palmer Public Library is probably the least businessy business you'll have on your podcast, but we are located right in the heart of downtown Palmer. It's a 30,000 square foot building. We have about 10 full-time staff and 2 part-time staff. We are part of the CW Mars network, which means that if you have a library card with us, you essentially have a library card with every library between Worcester and the Berkshires. It's about 161 network libraries that you have access to with a Palmer Public Library card. We hold programs weekly for all ages. We are constantly trying to find ways to connect with our community and make it better and help people out with what they need. And we are just here to help.
How did you get into the business?
I essentially fell into librarianship. So I grew up in Palmer, and I was a frequent Palmer Library patron when I was younger. And then I went to college and I moved away, and I was busy running a summer camp up in Maine for kids. It was an arts camp. And so I did a lot of children's programming, and I decided to move back to Massachusetts. And there was an opening at the Palmer Public Library. They had just built this, our current building, which was built in 2005. And they were looking for someone to run children's programming. So I didn't have a whole lot of library experience, but I had a lot of children's programming experience. So that was almost 18 years ago. I started as a children's librarian and fell in love with the job. And since then, I ended up, through just being here and loving the job, ended up being director. I was appointed interim director about back in 2018. And as of 2021, I believe, I've been the permanent director. So it's been a little close to 6 years of being the director, either interim or permanently. So it's been great.
What are the myths and misconceptions in the library industry?
I think sometimes we still have that stigma of librarians are cranky and they want you to be silent and they're going to yell at you if you bring your books back late, which I think has definitely changed, but we still encounter that a little bit. I think that and that librarians, the most of their job is just to read books, which, look, most librarians, if you're a librarian, you love to read books, and we try to read as many. Yeah, we try to read as many books as we can. But a lot of our job is planning programming and helping out our patrons with all sorts of things, everything from computer issues and printing to how to get information about medical issues to how to connect with other resources in the community. So I think people, if they spend a day with a librarian, they'd be really shocked by what the work actually entails.
Outside of work, what do you do for fun?
So I love to make art. I'm big into arts and crafts. I've always loved to do that. That was one of the perks of being a children's librarian, is that I got to do lots of fun craft projects with the kids. I'm married and I have 2 dogs. So we like to go on hikes. I like to hang out with my husband and my dogs. We have a beautiful piece of land in Belchertown. So we hang out there, and I like to hang out with my friends, and I love to travel too. We love to go to Maine. I still spend a lot of time in Maine ever since I moved back from there back 20 years ago. So
let's change gears for a moment. Can you describe one hardship or life challenges that you rose above and can now say because of it, you're better and stronger? What comes to mind?
I think just the fact that I grew up in town, we didn't have a whole lot of money. And, the library was a place for us to go that allowed me to sort of explore the world and have access to the world in a way that I wouldn't normally have. And so I think just coming from a lower income situation, I have a master's degree now. I'm the director of the library. I used sort of my experience growing up in this town with not a lot of money to sort of inform the way that I want the library to feel to the community. Like, I want to welcome everyone that comes in. I want to make sure that we are reaching people who might be reluctant or hesitant to come and talk with us about stuff. I want to make sure that we're providing the services that people who grew up like me might need and not even know to ask for. So I think that that's probably something that I view as one of my proudest accomplishments, is that I was able to sort of turn something that wasn't great, that was hard during my youth, into the way that I look at the world and the way that I look at my job and the way that I want to direct the library's resources and the way that I want to help people in the community.
Absolutely. What is the one thing you wish our listeners knew about the Palmer Public Library?
I just, you know, we have so much going on, and people are great. Other patrons are great about, we try our best to get all that information out as much as possible. But I just want people to come and check out our website and to learn more, because we really do offer something for every single person in our community. And if we don't offer it and you want it, just come tell us and we'd be happy to figure out how to make it work. I think the biggest thing I want people to take away is to know that we are just here to help, and we will do anything we can to, if we don't have the answer, we'll find someone who has the answer and we'll get you connected with them. So I just want people to know that we are a resource and we're happy to see you every day and we're happy to help you get whatever you need.
How can our listeners learn more about the Palmer Public Library?
Yep. So we have a website. Our website is www.palmerlibrary.org. We are open Mondays from 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 8 p.m., Fridays, 10 to 2, and we're open Saturdays from September to May from 10 to 2. And you can also give us a call. Our phone number is 413-283-3330.
Great. Well, Stephanie, I really appreciate you being on the show, and we wish you and your business the best moving forward.
Thank you so much, Liz. I appreciate being on the show.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnppalmer.com. That's gnppalmer.com. Or call 413-414-5940.